का प्रयोग चल रहा है।
ओके, चारों बहन गिव इन प्रोग्राम दैट हमें, या बैठो बैठो बैठो, हाँ, हमें संस्कार और स्वभाव में परिवर्तन लाना है। संस्कार और स्वभाव में परिवर्तन लाना, कहते उस पर आपने क्या एफर्ट किया, प्रयोग कहो। हाँ, क्या है कि कोई भी बात जब बहुत बारी करते हैं ना, तो वो स्वभाव और संस्कार बन जाता है। कोई भी चीज करते रहो करते रहो करते रहो करते रहो, तो वो हमारा फिर आदत बन जाती है। फिर हम समझते हैं ये हमारा संस्कार है, ये हमारा स्वभाव है, ये हमारी आदत है, ये हमारा ये है, ये हमारी हैबिट है। अब हमें बैठ के अपने ऊपर होमवर्क क्या करना है, बहुत जरूरी है। और ये ऐसे नहीं कि ज्ञान में आए आराम से करेंगे, नहीं। मैं ज्ञान में आई, हमने सारे वर्च्यू के बारे में सुना, ज्ञान, प्रेम, सुख, शांति, आनंद, शक्ति, दया, करुणा, जो भी हमारे मतलब क्वालिटी, बहुत सारी क्वालिटी मैं सुनी। तो मैंने सोचा ये सुनने लिए बोलने लिए उतना ही है कि अनुभव करने का है, क्योंकि हम ज्ञान में आते हैं ना, फट 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 जो सुना ना वो सुनाना शुरू कर देते हैं। तो उसमें फिर संग में सफेद कपड़े पहन लेते आ गए, ब्रह्मा कुमार कुमारी बन गए, हम बाहर से बन गए, पर हमारी जो अंदर की पुरानी आदत है वो हमारी अंदर की पुरानी आदत गई नहीं है। हम ब्लाइंडली ब्रह्मा कुमार कुमारी बन जाते हैं, हम लोगों को देख के बन जाते हैं, अच्छी लाइफ है इसलिए बन जाते हैं, लेकिन हमारे अंदर जो संस्कार है ना वो रह जाते हैं। मैंने चेक किया, मेन जो है ना हमारे पांच है बुराइयां, विकार, काम, क्रोध, लोभ, मोह, अभिमान, बाकी उनके बाल बच्चे हैं सब। मैंने सुना मुरली में बाबा ने कहा कभी नहीं रोना, माँ मरे या बाप मरे, अम्मा मरे हलवा खाओ, बीवी मरे हल्का हलवा खाओ। अब ये इजी नहीं है, ये बात इजी नहीं है, मैं आपको बता दूं। अम्मा मरे हलवा खाओ, बीवी मरे हलवा खाओ, ये बात इजी नहीं है। क्यों? हम आत्मा का संबंध, जन्म जन्मांतर का अटैचमेंट है। मैंने प्रैक्टिस किया, मेरी माँ और बाप दोनों जिंदे हैं, अलाइव, और मैं रोज प्रयोग करती थी, मेरी माँ मर गई, मेरी माँ मर गई, वो नहीं है, मेरी माँ मर गई, रोज सामने देखती हूँ सब है, पर मैं अंदर प्रैक्टिस कर, ऐसे नहीं उसको कहती तू तो मर जा, वो मरे उसका डेड बॉडी हो मुझे क्या होता है। मेरा बाप मर गया वो डेड बॉडी पड़ा है मुझे क्या होता है। मैंने प्रैक्टिस किया लंबा समय कि मुझे कुछ नहीं होना चाहिए, आंसू भी नहीं आना चाहिए, मुझे कुछ नहीं होना चाहिए। मैंने अपने पीछे बहुत मेहनत की कि बाबा ने कहा है अम्मा मरे बीबी मरे हलवा खाओ, तो मेरी वो स्टेज बनी है। मैंने लंबा समय इस बात की प्रैक्टिस की, इसका मतलब ये नहीं मेरे माँ बाप के लिए प्यार नहीं था, इसका मतलब ये नहीं कि वो बीमार है तो मैं नहीं जाऊं, इसका मतलब ये नहीं कि मैं उन्होंने इग्नोर करूं, मैं अप्रिशिएट करती हूँ मेरे माँ बाप को जिन्होंने मुझे इस धरती पर लाया। लेकिन ये जो वर्च्यू की बात है और विकारों की बात है उस पर तो ध्यान देना पड़ेगा, प्रैक्टिस करनी पड़ेगी। मैं मधुबन में पांडव भवन में दादी जानकी का क्लास सुन रही थी, दादी क्लास करा रही थी और कोई ने आके मुझे ऐसे ऐसे करके कहा दादी प्रकाशमणि बुला रही है, तो अभी जाना पड़े ना। मैं उठ के गई दादी के रूम में, हाँ दादी सुना तुमने सुना? मैंने कहा क्या दादी? तुम्हारी माँ मर गई। मैंने कहा ठीक है दादी, मैं जाके फिर क्लास में बैठ। थोड़ी देर के बाद दादी किसी को पूछती वेदांति गए अहमदाबाद? वेदांति गई अहमदाबाद? तो बोला नहीं वो तो क्लास में बैठी है। बोला नहीं नहीं मैंने उसको बोला माँ मर गई है, तो नहीं दादी हम अभी देख के आए तो बैठी हुई है। दादी ने किसी को भेजा और कहा कि दादी जानकी के कान में बोलो कि दादी सबके बीच में बोले वेदांती उठो और जाओ अहमदाबाद। तो कोई आया दादी के कान में बोला कल वेदांती तुम्हारे माँ मर गई और तुम यहाँ बैठी हो, चलो अब बड़ों की आ गया है निकली बाहर। तो मुझे ले जाने वाला भाई तैयार था, मेरे साथ चलने वाली बहन तैयार थी, कहते चले दादियों ने बोला। मैंने कहा अरे भाई रूम में चलो सामान लेना है, वो घर में कुछ नहीं एक बैग साड़ी। मैं एक रात भी घर में रही नहीं हूँ, सरेंडर हुई आज 58 ईयर में एक रात घर में नहीं सोई हूँ, तो कपड़े तो ले लो। पिता चलो अभी शाम का 5 बजे चले। मैंने कहा नहीं, मैंने योग कहा किया बाबा के रूप में, मैंने सबसे छुट्टी कहाँ ली? 7 बजे कहते चले। मैंने कहा भाई डिनर तो लेंगे, अम्मा मरे बीबी मरे हलवा खाओ। किचन में गई वो भाई को बोला कि भाई कुछ मिठाई दो ना। बोला दी बहन जी, वो तो तभी तो कुमारी मतलब यंग टीचर थी, तो कहा कि बहन जी आज नहीं है हलवा बलवा कुछ मिठाई। मैंने कहा मेरी माँ मर गई कुछ तो दे दो, स्टोर में कुछ तो मीठा होगा ना, कुछ तो दे दो मेरी माँ मर गई। वो भी देखता रहा कुछ दे दिया, वो खाया। फिर 7:30 बजे खाना पीना खा के निकले अहमदाबाद पहुंचे। कहते घर चल रहा है? मैंने कहा नहीं सेंटर पे जाना है। तो जाएंगे नहीं घर? मैंने कहा नहीं। गए सेंटर पे जाके सो गए, सुबह क्लास कराया। बोला चल रहा है? मैंने कहा नहीं नाश्ता करना है, घर में कौन खिलाएगा, अभी खा के जाना है। जब वहां पहुंचे तो कहा कि आप बैठो, मेरे भाई कहते आप बैठो तुम बैठो। मैंने कहा भाषण करो? ना 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 माँ अपनी वो सरला दीदी आएगी। मैंने कहा अभी 50 संबंधी बैठे जो मुझे भी नहीं जानते।
सरला दीदी
वेलकम। स्लोली मैं तो बोल रही थी। ओके सो नाउ आई एम स्पीकिंग इंग्लिश। ओके सो आई डिसाइडेड दैट माय यंग ब्रदर टेलिंग मी नॉट टू स्पीक बट आई एम ब्रह्म कुमारी आई एम अलाउड टू स्पीक। I started lecture. This is soul and my body is there, my mother body is there and I'm giving lecture. And I saw somebody standing there and crying, young lady. I said, come here. Come here. Why are you crying? She is my husband's boy. Auntie. I said, she is my mother. I'm not crying. Why are you crying? And I done total funeral and everything, not a single drop. And she loved me so much, my mother. I love her so much. She was the one who inspired me to become Brahma Kumari. But this is very important to do practice. Same thing, I was in Madagascar in morning. Rakshabandhan day, my father died. And they say, your father died in Ahmedabad. I said, okay, it's fine. Are you going Ahmedabad? I said, why? They all will do, my sister's brother. We are 8 brothers, sisters, they are all in Ahmedabad. They don't need me. See, but Didi, today Rakshabandhan, we have arranged 14 programs going here and there, tying Rakhi and Mandir and social institution and Brahma Kumari Center here. You will do or what? I said, I will do all program. At night, one brother says, sister, have you heart or not? I said, why are you asking? See, we have not a single sad word or sadness in your attitude. Like a normal way you done. So we want to know you have feeling for the father. I said, my father love most out of all children. But I have decided that he don't like when I become Brahma Kumari. He never want to see me weak Brahma Kumari or sick Brahma Kumari. He want to see me bright Brahma Kumari. And that I should my father before he go to final ceremony. So why Charuben is saying, I have done effort on me for each virtue and each vice. How I do, like today, now 1st January, so like whole January, it's a Shanti Devi. I'm Shanti Devi. I'm Shanti Devi. You know, so now Shanti, this is a temple, and Shanti Devi here, you know, is incarnated in me, Shanti Devi. You know, I start, and afternoon, someone create the situation which make me angry. Test paper. Someone create situation which make me angry. Now I'm Shanti Devi. I'm Shanti Devi. I'm a Shanti Devi, you know. I'm a deity of peace, you know. So I have to do practice. So first day, 5-6 time anger came. The situation came. Different way, you know, anger now. Brahma Kumari saw our anger, our attitude different way. But now I'm Shanti Devi. Whole month I done practice. And then I'm really Shanti Devi, you know. Then I'm a Devi of love. I'm Devi of happiness, you know, deity. So that way, whole month I have done, you know, whole month one virtue, then another month, and that way, you know, whole year effort. And in December, I check that now, out of the whole world, how many in my consciousness not good relation. Different way, you know. If I correct somebody, they don't like me, or my relation stop talking, or, you know, someone, my competitor. And I found 27 in my list. My God! 27 people in my list from all over the world who have not good relation, you know. I don't like them. And they don't like me. The whole December month I done effort. But in January I want to see the result. That I have changed and they change. And what I found in January? Different way they all started to communicate with me. They were communicating like nothing has happened. Nothing has happened. So, we need to do effort different way. And that make us true Devi and Devta in this confluence age. Now, recently, my effort that I am King of Kings, Vishwa Maharajan, I'm Emperor, of my own nature, of my own attitude, you know. I'm emperor, you know. I don't want to become queen, yes, I'm telling you really. Now I'm lady, but I have decided, fixed. next birth I want to become man, you know. I want to become king. Any another birth I will be Rani, Maharani, you know, queen. But first birth, you know. And I have fixed here, I want to become son of the first Narayan. It means now, direct following Brahma Baba. Only now I do that practice. So what I do? If someone asks me question, then I remember. If this question comes to Brahma Baba, what he reply? I wait for a while. You know Pratibha Ben. You all know Pratibha Ben? Very well. Eh? So, before three, four years ago, her sister, her two brothers, they all say, you became Brahma Kumari, you never look after the mother. We all have look after, now it's your turn. She said, I have no problem, ask Vedanti Ben. I have surrender. Now, big question to me. I asked Baba. You know, she came very young age and she left everything. And now mother, you know, very, she fallen down, she had operation and the brother had no time. And the sister-in-law were doing too much. And I was thinking, comparative. That they are the one who done this much service. And now when their time, I should not be selfish. I said, go, pack your bag within a week, go, meanwhile Baba call you back, or I call you back. It's 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. What she was so tricky. What she done? She gone home, stayed few months at the time of COVID with mother. She look after nicely. And then she brought her in the center. Because center big, you know. So now she is in the center and the mother in the center. In Zimbabwe. And then she said, but I'm going to Lusaka. And I said, wherever you go, take your mother with you. If you go and she die, it's my name. Better you go. So she traveled Zimbabwe to Zambia, to Botswana, to South Africa, to Kenya, to India. Mother, daughter together. Look after, return what she done for you. Because I know Brahma Baba do the same way, you know. Because she is Brahma Kumari, you know. She is the first mother in Africa. Now, after 2 years, Baba said, bring her back. Now her mother is running her RA center, alone. She is alone looking after the whole center and other help. You understand? We cannot leave our relative aside. We have to understand them. We have to support them. We have to look after them. We need to take their care. You know. Why? That blessing will help so much in our life. We can't ignore them. We have to see the situation of each one. My Laukik family don't need me because there are so many around. They, you know, and many old people have gone now. But when they need, we look after them. So we have to understand, you know. We have to understand very well. We are doing service of the world. Why we ignore our own family? We need to look after them. This is all practice. You know, in COVID I realized that my father and mother, they have 8 children. And their children. I told them, create a group of Pandya family. So they were so clever. B.K. Pandya family. Because they all in knowledge. B.K. Pandya family. Maybe the grandchildren not in knowledge much. And I said, make a tree. Very nice tree. It's mother, father, then four sisters this side, four brothers this side, their wives, because we four Brahma Kumari. We all four sisters surrender Brahma Kumari. Four brothers, you know, married and all. So nice tree, you know, it's very nice tree with the photograph. So within a few minutes I give them Sakash, my role to uplift them. And if their birthday, happy birthday, it takes 1 second. Happy birthday to you, finish. Oh, then say, oh, Brahma Kumari, sister, my auntie gave me blessing, you know. It's good. So create that, you know, chance of service. What I done here? I visited 75 families. Maybe it's retreat center, maybe center. What I done? Whatever we got, we give them. Whatever they done, like Malawi, I stayed at somebody's house 1 year, and today I'm going to visit them. They had a tear in their eye. The husband and wife and two daughter and the son, now they got married all, but they said, our Ben has come. Our Ben, they said. Because through them, so many got this knowledge. What return we will give them if we don't finish this, our duty? To connect them, to reconnect them, you know. This is all dharana I'm telling. This is old dharana. Last 16 days, the day I have come up to now, from morning to night, continuous. From this place to that place, that place to that place, to that place to that. I said, I never saw the bed in the afternoon. Doesn't matter. Service is service for humanity. Baba will look after. At night, very good and deep sleep, Baba will give. Baba will look after. And same time we should not ignore our physical costume. Whatever we have to do for our physical costume, we have to do it. We need to understand that is also dharana, purushartha. You know, I had an experiment, that prayog, on my physical body. From up to down, yogadan to each part of body. Sakash to my heart, Sakash to my ear, Sakash to my head, to my skull, to my brain. Each and every organ need love from you. That is also experiment. Otherwise, slowly, slowly organ will become big, different way, you know. We cannot ignore the body, five element, and each organ. Because if sick, in bed, you know, in bed stage, what we done all this year, you know. See, you know, because I'm sick, my stage is not good. Of course it's right. When sick, your stage is not good. What we learn from Brahma, Baba and Dadis? What Brahma Baba was doing. You know, nowadays too much. Open your mobile, open your laptop. Too much. What? Information. And it blocks your brain. I want to listen this. I want to follow this. And we become crazy. Why you make yourself crazy? What is your capacity to do that much? Why are you spoiling your time? Why are you spoiling your eyes? Why are you spoiling your brain? Baba said everything. Simple living, high thinking. I have my little bag here in that corner. Cloth bag. You know, the whole Nairobi center is in on my hand. It's hanging on my hand. Are you going out? Are you going somewhere? No, I don't want to forget my thing anywhere. On that chair, on that table, and there, and there, and there. I want to hold it in. I want my mobile, it's here. I want my medicine, it's here. I want my specs, it's here. Everything in this bag. You know. I don't allow much to hold and walk with me. No. I'll hold my bag. Because I need any time something from it. You know. Everything, you know, do experiment on your own self, you know. One day I was walking with that little bag in Gyan Sarovar. Someone asked, "You running the whole Africa with this small bag?" I wonder, I said, bag is running or I'm running or Baba is running. What you need? Ask yourself how many things you forget in here and there. Ask yourself. And someone have to run behind you then. See, they're all smiling. Because somewhere someone's packs and somewhere someone this and somewhere and mobile and then, you know, say, "Oh, ring my mobile so I know where it is," you know. This is all experiment for our perfect stage. If we want to make our perfect stage, we need, you know, then you know, be peaceful all the time. No hurry, no worry. Enjoy this confluence, me and my Baba. You know, someone said, "Oh, Didi is so big problem. I said, "No problem. My Baba will do. My Baba will solve the problem. My Baba will come." You know, don't make this crazy. Why? Busy, crazy and lazy. These three words. Enjoy, confluence age. I don't run to VIP, they come to me. Because I do sakash. They come, you know. They come. You don't need to run. Why I'm going everywhere? Because they all had done so much in Africa. And they all have come here. It's my duty to give them return what they've done in Africa. To return, you know. Before confluence age finish. Sorry, I think your time to ask question, eh? Okay. Ask question.
The other day you mentioned there are certain laws of sukshmavatan. You had a bit of cough and you said you couldn't offer bhog to Baba because there are certain laws. So can you explain something about what laws are you talking about? And also, can you explain a little bit more about sukshmavatan, because you go to Baba for Amrit Vela and bhog. So what is it like? Because you mentioned briefly, but it would be nice. Thank you.
Okay. This is the time for us all to go that subtle decision and to do more experiment now on that. Each and everybody have subtle body there. Everybody have. Like you remember that Brahma Baba when he was Sakar, in the beginning, he was not really Brahma Baba even, and someone gone and say, old man like you same in subtle region, you know. It means the perfect body of Brahma Baba was there. We all have that perfect body there. Everyone have to use it. That subtle body, you need to use it. And for that even you need to do practice and experiment. Half day, half hour, in between, make your schedule. You lock, walking like an angel, and if someone speaks loudly, you speak slowly. I did an experiment in Kolaba, Bombay. We were 33 together. All dadis were there because it was a big fair in Bombay. You know, first in Delhi and second was in Bombay. And I taken Maun. What it says? Maun means? Eh? Silence for 1 month. And every night at the meeting, Daddy, speak, Butti, speak. You know, she was disturbing me. And I said, because I was controller of the store. So you all can come and speak what you want. 10 sari, 10 pin, 10 sheet. I can give you because I can listen, no? But when I have to speak, I write. Bring Charuman in time, please. Eh? I write it. So she read it. That bring in time, that's all. So I was moving around it, diary and pen. And the whole month I kept it and the result was so best. I got brother from Zambia to take me in Africa. See, the result, he was the key. One who invited me, and he done world service. He's not only Lusaka. It's London, Lusaka, Sydney, and Guyana. All 4 corners, he started a branch together. So, this is experiment. Now, subtle region. You know, subtle region is really beautiful. Beautiful. And you start from here, you know. You start that practice from here. Try to sit 5 minutes first, that you are in subtle region. Go with your consciousness. Then 10 minutes, then 15 minutes, you know, try. And then time will come that you will feel that subtle region is near you. You know? So like what question she is asking, you know, subtle region is just very bright, above the sky, open space, you know. And Brahma Baba had opened the office there. A subtle office there. So now both Baba is there. And they both allowed to emerge anything what they want. And maybe things surprise for us, for not for Baba. Maybe surprise for us that COVID, for Baba not that. And sometime, like us, we know before the time. Like when the first day we got news that COVID has entered in Kenya, we said, Baba, what need to do? Baba said, do bhati. We done 14 days first, then Baba said 10 days, then Baba said 9 days, then Baba said 20 days. Baba took us up to 122 day bhati. And we all 10, we had done 100 and 22 days bhati. Then Raksha Bandhan ke, Baba, we stop. Baba said, yeah, now you stop, but you start godly power bank. What is godly power bank? Baba said, Baba will guide you. Then we started, and that also run 1.5 years, and we had 1,000 members from the world. And every day we doing experiment. We had a 14 table in our hall, and that, and people were coming to see what type of bank is this. And one bank man came, the owner of the bank came to see, this is a wonderful vibration. I want to put something in your bank. I said, yeah, come do every day. No. I can't come every day. I want to put money in your bank. I said, but this is not bank of money. This is bank of ours. And you know, literally he transfer, because our account in his bank. So he transferred some lakh in our account because he wanted to help us. So he done because he's a boss, no? Boss can do because our account and he transferred. And unknowingly, like we don't know who transferred. But then we ask him. He said, I wanted to do. But really, Baba had kept us busy. Many people say that we have shortage of things, or shortage of students, or shortage of income in Bhandari, or many people say our business not work. But we never felt that. We were busy and busy, means people are coming and coming, because we created different type of yoga experiment. At the time of COVID, we sisters visited 120 houses to give them courage. So this is experiment, this is all experiment, you know. And now we are creating a project which can reach faster to each human being in Africa. We are doing for Africa first. And the project is African Voices for Hope and Peace. And 20 brothers have taken this project responsibility. I'm advisor. Still be preparing music and song and commentary. And we will reach to media. You know, we will talk on media. And we will tell, will not pay anything. It's your duty to do because this is God's work. We don't want to throw the money. We want to put vibration and to tell them, this is your work to do. We are helping you. Other way around. So that work is going on. Okay. So subtle region is, you know, like a respectfully, you see that I need to be very innocent. That is law. You know, if I gossip, and I keep bad thought, and I have a bad feeling for you, and that is not right person for trance. You know? Now, if I know that my throat is not good, I sit, and maybe I'm in trance, and halfway I come back. That not respect, Baba is there, and because my cough bring me down. So that little thing, the trance messenger knows, you know. We have to be very, like singer. You know, singer look after their throat very nicely, you know. They don't eat just like that. They look after their throat. So there is, you know, just some rules. But it's a beautiful world. Beautiful. Any question? My one request to you all, nobody see on your face that you are tired and you are in hurry. Check yourself and don't check others. Do everything. Do everything. But don't lose your peace, your moli, your mrutvela, your class, whatever, you don't miss it. Because my Baba have created this, I need to do it. In Nairobi we have system 4:30 every day. Murli start in kitchen. Step record we put. Why? The one who there, they listen, but all the vessels and all this grain and everything listen Murli. You know, they need to get vibration like that, you know, system, because I created, so now I'm here, but they do it.
This is the last phase of the confluence age.
As we get closer to the end, how
does a purushartha change? You just now mentioned about have a smiling face and never look tired. That's good. But as we get closer to the end, will our purushartha change in any significant manner?
You never say that what purushartha we need to do. That is wrong statement. Because the effort word is not, effort word is not good. Because how long you will do effort? When you will become natural? Now, the present time is telling, become natural yogi. Remove consciousness that you are doing effort. Effort will make you tired and boring now. If someone tell me effort, I feel boring. Someone say, just remain happy, I'm so happy. And that give me more power in remembrance. No pressure of anything. No labor of anything. Love and love and love. Love for work, love for responsibility, love for duty. Do with love, not with the pressure. If you have something to do today, if not happen, it's okay. It's not my, it's Baba's. Leave it. Don't disturb. If at night 2 o'clock you remember something, get up, write in the paper and go to sleep. Your paper will work. If I remember, if I get up and I remember, I put in the paper and I go to sleep. So morning I'll see that paper and I'll work it. I have seen many Brahmin who rush. What practice we done, you know. One day one of the sisters running here and there, running. And what you doing? Oh, you know, it's 5:45 and student hasn't, the people hasn't come and 6 o'clock lecture and it's my responsibility. I said, okay. Go to Baba's room. Sit 10 minutes and come. 5 minutes before you come. But about the audience? I said, okay, what lecture are you giving? Stress-free living. I said, go in Baba's room. 10 minutes, you come out from your stress. And then come out. When she come out, I said, go and see in the hall. 25 people were there. See our vibration also, teaching. Reaching to the people. Why we worry? If one person come, we will give lecture to one person. So what? Why be in stress for anything? Say, oh, you know, mic is not working. So what? You speak loudly. Light is not there. Okay, put candle. Why you worry about things? Find out the solution. And enjoy. You know, in hurry we make mistakes. Okay? It's 2019. I suppose to say it's 15, huh? No question?
I was just wondering if you have more example on how to use the subtle body.
Okay. Yeah, her question is how to use subtle body. You see, have you seen a rich people? One house they keep in the city and another house they keep near the ocean. Huh? So Saturday, Sunday, when they have time, they go there and they stay there for 2-3 days. They relax and they come back. They swim in the ocean and relax. And so you think that for us, subtle region is just the place of relax. Wherever you're sitting, lost in love. Wherever you're sitting, like you in the kitchen, if 10 minutes you have nothing to do, just sit. Just sit in the kitchen. Don't rush. Oh, I must go to Baba's room. Bring Baba in your kitchen. Why are you rushing and running to Baba's room? Bring Baba wherever you are. So this is the trick to use subtle region wherever you are. Bring it near to you. You bring your subtle form. You, let me tell you, you know, I was in China. So the sisters came to drop me airport. And because I don't know any language or anything, you know, and because of age, I was on wheelchair, and they were pushing my wheelchair. And now I don't know what people, the other people, they're talking about me. So the sisters say, you know what they're talking about you in our language? I said, no, this angel is going. Because I was not in Vedanti when conscious. I was not in conscious that I'm in wheelchair. I was in conscious, I'm angel going. So they got that this angel is going. I was standing Nairobi airport. This time, when I was coming here, and at night, it was 10 o'clock, big crowd, so many people, like a market, because after COVID, everyone want to go after 3-4 years, you know, on this Christmas time and holidays time. Big crowd. And the brother was with me. Just he traveling his ways, I went, but somebody told that you help sister. And we know him. So he said, sister, what we will do? I said, you don't worry. But say, you are in wheelchair. I said, you don't worry. You hold this wheelchair, let me go. I come out from the wheelchair. And I gone, and I told in the counter, I'm a wheelchair lady, I'm sitting in the wheelchair. And I'm a business class person. I'm a gold card person. And if you treating this way, what will happen to others? Because business class queue also big. The one who's on counter, he told somebody. And the wheelchair came, another wheelchair came to me. And that lady said, oh, sister, you are here. Leave this wheelchair, come in my wheelchair. Like an angel came. And she shifted me. And she taken me, the first person, and the other brother follow me. And within 10 minutes, she taken me in. Who came? Because I use my subtle stage. That if I come out from this crowd, I can be more meditate for the people. So we have to find a way. I was in Malawi airport and plane got delayed 3 hours. And I was the economy passenger. I was just sitting somewhere and mosquito coming and biting. And I was sitting and enjoying my reading something. And all other ways just arguing on the counter, why flight delay and this, we will miss our flight and this and that. So big noise around. And after some time, I told, brother, can you come? Somebody in the airport working. I said, my mobile is getting discharged. Can you go in VIP lounge and put my mobile so it gets charged somewhere? Then you bring back. Say, okay. And he gone in, he put my mobile, and he said, one good lady, peaceful lady, sitting in the corner. Why we not bring her in the lounge? And the manager said, yes. Sister, not your mobile, you also come. And they take me in a lounge, peaceful place. Because I use my angelic stage. I don't disturb. This is the practice we need to do. So wherever you are, you do this practice. Okay? Om Shanti. Huh? You want to? Huh? Okay, bring Toli. And take in your angelic stage, okay? When you come to take, come with your angelic stage to take.